Yes, my friends, the colors tell you everything. We are at the very beginning of Lent, and I want to talk about something extremely important today, and that's this. Yes, I want to talk about cell phones. There are two things in our culture that I would say have and are destroying our culture and affecting our faith. The first one is contraception. That changed everything. That has impacted the way that we relate to each other as men and women. And I would say that's the root of everything that we are seeing today with the gender confusion. The second thing that has confused us and has been an incredible impact in our culture are cell phones. Cell phones are ubiquitous. They're everywhere. Every single person, even the poorest person, the homeless person, has a cell phone. And they have completely changed the way that we relate to one another, the way that we relate to ourselves and to the world, and I would say the way that we relate to God. Now, as you know, many of you are older. I know that my audience tends to be a little bit older. So many of you knew what it was like before. So you remember what the world was like back then. And you've seen that change. Whereas our young people, they don't know the difference. For them, it's everything that they've ever known. And a few weeks ago, I was watching a YouTuber that focuses on photography and videography. I'll put a link to his channel right here. And he was talking about a different type of cell phone. So I wanna kinda compare them. So this one versus this one. Yeah, I just showed you that. I'm gonna talk about that phone in a little bit. But so he was talking about this thing called the light phone, which is exactly what it is, a phone that is only for calling, only for text messages. I was interested, I reached out to the company, I was able to get one, and I made the switch. And I want to talk about why I did that and why you should consider doing that as well. So first, let me make some observations about what cell phones have done to us. So there's this amazing video that's sometimes a little bit irreverent. It's made by a comedian, and there's this one scene, I'm going to see if I can kind of put it up here in the video, where someone says, hey, it's your father calling. And he looks at the cell phone and he says, that's not my father, that's a cell phone. And then he grabs a cell phone and he smashes it on the ground. That's what the video is about, smashing things on the ground. So you can imagine what the rest of it is like. But that statement, I think, is the most culturally profound thing that I have ever heard. We have made cell phones our God and Father. They're who we go to for information, to remember things, to learn things, to get directions, for all the answers to all the questions that we come up with. We literally use them to be like God. It has never escaped me that that symbol on the back is, I don't know if you can see it, is a bitten apple, like the apple that Adam and Eve bit off of. What was a temptation that the serpent offered them? You will be like gods. That's what cell phones have offered to us. The same temptation of Adam and Eve. We think with cell phones that we have everything, and it ends up disconnecting us from God, disconnecting us from each other, and all those other things that I mentioned at the beginning. And I would say the biggest thing that it replaces is our spiritual lives. One of the things that gives birth to prayer is, believe it or not, boredom. When you're bored and you have nothing else to do, you start to pray, and you enter into that world that is intensely and immensely exciting. Well, we have replaced the spiritual world with the electronic one. And although cell phones can do many good things, many of you are watching my videos on cell phones. My first year of creating videos was by a cell phone. We can do so much good with them. I would argue that most of what they've given us hasn't been that great. So about a week ago, I switched to this light phone, a dumb phone that all it can do is text, call, and it can give me directions, but it's really bad at it. It's a black and white screen. It's a company that they say that, you know, it's a cell phone for humans. Let me see if you can kind of see the screen. But yeah, can you see that? Really simple. That's basically it. It does nothing. It just calls and texts, and I will never go back. Now that I've made the jump and I was really anxious, I thought, what am I gonna do? What if I get lost? All the what ifs that you ask that, I think are false fears. I've been able to live without it, and I don't wanna go back. I love the freedom that I have. I'm more connected to others around me. I'm less distracted. My wife talks about kind of, we have this sort of social anxiety of like, if someone messages us or we hear a ping, I have to check it because it would be rude not to. Lost that, I don't have that anymore. My prayer has been better. I've been wanting to pray more. I actually do pray more, and in my prayer, I'm not distracted by the cell phone. Now, I know that for some of you, this may not be possible because of what you do, but I would tell you, what good is it if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul? The cell phone is the greatest, one of the greatest sources of sin right now. So one of them is pornography, infidelity, lust of the eyes. That's the biggest thing that cell phones introduce. And many, if not almost all men, including probably your husband, brother, son, and all the others, aunts and uncles and grandfathers, are addicted to pornography. And they use this. That's what they use, if you didn't know that. And they will not be able to get rid of it until they get rid of it. So my friends, I want to offer you another path. There is another way. You don't have to be able to do everything. The funny thing about this is this will make you like God's in the sense that now we care about things that are honestly none of our business. So all the news that we watch, all the everything, it's none of our business. That's God's business. And we're acting like God's wanting to know more than what is in our domain to know. Now with this phone, the only thing I can care about is what's in front of me. As Jesus says, you can't even make a hair white or black. I mean, now we can with dye, but why do you care about tomorrow? Worry about today. It has its own evil and enough of it. So my friends, join this small, silent revolution. Don't bite into the apple anymore. Stop trying to be like gods. Stop wanting to know everything. Stop being distracted. Stop letting your prayer life, your social life suffer because of disconnection and distraction and all the evil that comes to you through these devices. They're making a ton of money off of us, by the way. And get rid of it. This phone costs $300, but I'll probably be able to sell this for way more than that, and it'll pay for itself. It's been awesome, and I want to share this with you. This is one of the things that I'm doing during Lent, and I'm inviting you to do the same. Oh, by the way, I want to mention my wife, that she teaches NFP, Uniquely Married NFP. She teaches the Marquette Method. So if you are someone who's using contraception and you want to quit, email her. Her email will be down here below. And I will put a link below where you can purchase this phone. Think about it. Let me know what you think in the comments. And please share this video if it was helpful. God bless you in this Lenten journey that we are all on.